Richie Martin will lead things off for the Stockton Ports. They trail 3-1 in the bottom of the third, and Martin's first pitch hacking away, bangs this one into the left field corner for extra bases. Digging up off the wall is Chance Mack, and speeding his way into second base is a leadoff double for Richie Martin. Well, Martin's not messing around. That first pitch grooved by Osmer Morales, who gets greeted with a timely double. As the Ports looking to respond immediately after the Blaze struck for another run in the top of the third. Three-one is the score. Martin just doubles, and up next is Melvin Mercedes. For Martin, that's his 13th double of the year. Here's Mercedes, who advanced him to third base. A deep drive that was caught by Aaron Barbosa in the bottom of the first inning. That led to a run. That one is pulled just missing the first baseline as Kyle Petty on the infield grass. It's nothing and one. Now Torres will come out and have a conversation with Morales, who has not been fooling anybody in these last two pitches he's thrown. Torres, a calming influence for the starting rotation and actually the pitching staff of the Bakersfield Blaze. One of the comforting things for a guy like Torres, he's an intelligent man. Also can speak a couple different languages. So it helps when you get the Latin players here. Blaze have a few of them. Morales taking a peek at Richie Martin at second base. He just doubled. No balls in one strike. Mercedes up to bat. Squares around a bunt up the third baseline but can't execute. It goes foul. It's nothing and two. A guy like Mercedes at the dish, an excellent contact hitter. Would not be surprised if he sticks with a bunt attempt with two strikes. At this point in the season, if you're Stockton, what do you have to lose? Six games back of Bakersfield in the second half of North Division play. Morales deliberate, working from the stretch. Takes a peek at Richie Martin at second base. Bomb right behind him. 0-2 pitch, the waste pitch up and away for a ball. It's 1-2. That fastball, 86 miles per hour from Osmer, who throws three quality pitches for you. Fastball, changeup, and a big curveball. The velocity changes quite a bit with his breaking ball as well. 50s or 60s. 1-2 pitch to Mercedes. High gas, and he swings and misses. Down he goes on a bad ball for out number one. And that ball was nearly up at the eye level of Melvin Mercedes. Trying to do a little bit too much, and he can't execute. So down he goes, out number one. And up next is B.J. Boyd. Boyd brought home the first run of the ball game. His ground out to Joe DiCarlo at third base allowed Richie Martin to score. Joe DiCarlo was playing back, and Boyd, his weak attempt was effective. It worked all the same. The big man with a wide open stance, batting from the left side of home plate. Morales delivering first pitch fastball, misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Boyd is only one of two outfielders on the roster for Stockton. Promotions, demotions, the whole nine yards. Brown, Seth Brown that is, and B.J. Boyd, the only two men listed as outfielders. Morales taking his time, comes set at the belt. Richie Martin at second base, jumping around a little bit. 1-0 pitch, he swings and misses, does B.J. Boyd on an 81-mile-per-hour changeup. It's 1-1. Boyd has 8 home runs this year, 57 runs batted in. J-Bomb, the shortstop tonight, playing some cat and mouse with Richie Martin. 1-1 pitch misses inside. That fastball clocked at 87 miles per hour. It's 2-1. Blaze lead 3-1. Going on the first movement was Richie Martin, but he'll have to go right back to second base as that pitch was swung and fell back and out of play. It's 2-2. Well, Richie Martin stole second base in the first inning against Daniel Torres, but that was more so because of Osmer Morales' high leg kick. Here in the third, well, Richie Martin was nearly towards third base, about halfway down the line before Boyd fouled off that ball. Two balls and two strikes, one out. Overcast skies. Sun setting on the West Coast, 7:14 on a Sunday night. Glad you can be here with us. 3-1 Baco. Morales looks once and then twice to Martin. Make it three. 2-2 pitch. Slow curveball. And Boyd patient with it. Fouls it back. It's 2-2 still. There's a small beam of light, which is coming from home plate, about 10 feet up the first baseline. The beam is going out towards left field. And now home plate umpire Jesse Orozco is going to break up a conversation between Torres and Morales, who are trying to figure things out. How do you retire B.J. Boyd? Two balls and two strikes with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Blaze with three runs on two mighty swings. Joe DiCarlo, a two-run homer in the second. Gianfranco Wawu, a solo knock to left in the third. That is where we stand. Three runs on five hits. Boyd has the bat resting on his left shoulder. Morales comes set at the belt. No look at Martin at second base. Ground ball to Cowan at second. Takes his time, throws it over to first. Moving up 90 feet is Richie Martin. 4-3 on the putout. Well, if anything, for B.J. Boyd, two ground outs on some excellent pitching from Osmer Morales. Runner does move up. He's 90 feet away from scoring. That's Richie Martin. Up next, though, is John Nogalski. Nogalski this season has 35 runs driven in. 73 games, not including tonight, for the Stockton Ports. Batting average right now sits at .273. But he singled in his previous at-bat. First pitch to Nogalski from Morales, a slider that misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Blaze after this game, whether they win or lose, they're nearing a countdown. 13 games left in the regular season. Hard to believe. But enjoyable. Can be a lot sweeter. 1-0 slider misses outside. 2-0 to Nogalski. Nogalski's played in eight games against the Blaze this season. He's faced them and done quite well. .357 batting average against the team from Baco. And in the count, 2-0, Morales out of the stretch, taking his time. He kicks and fires the 2-0 fastball in the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Be interesting to see how Ethan Katz and also Eddie Menchaca shape up their rotation with a few games left in the regular season. Because if the Blaze make the playoffs, wild card games will be set to best of three series. 2-1 pitch, Nogalski, ground ball to DiCarlo. This should do it. He looks it all the way in. Sidearm flip over to first base, and that will end things in the bottom of the third inning. Leadoff double by Richie Martin. That was it for Stockton. No runs in the frame. One hit and one left on base. Top of four we go. Blaze lead 3-1.